Review the war news. British forces are waging an intense artillery battle with Iraqi militiamen in the city of Basra. The British said they are aiding Basra residents who revolted against the government of Saddam Hussein. But some reports have questioned the extent of that uprising. U.S. Army forces are still about 50 miles outside Baghdad. Today they fought the most intense battle yet with Iraqi troops, many of whom resorted to guerrilla tactics. The United States says as many as 500 Iraqis were killed in that fighting. The first ground convoy of humanitarian aid arrived in southern Iraq today from Kuwait. Ships with larger supplies of food and medicine are expected in the next day or so. Fighting continues in and around the city of Nasiriyah in the south of Iraq, well behind the front lines of U.S. and British troops. Michael Wilson, a reporter with the New York Times, is traveling with the 1st Battalion of the 10th Marines, an artillery unit based 2 miles outside Nasiriyah. He spoke this morning with NPR's Alex Chadwick.
Are the Marines able to get into the city?
Yes, they're in the city, and they're north and south of the city as well. The key to the city are these two bridges. That one spans the Euphrates River, the other the Saddam Canal. And they are connected by a road that's about 4.5 kilometers long that has been nicknamed Ambush Alley. That's where all the trouble started for the Army soldiers who were captured Saturday night, Sunday morning, and that's where the Marines have had a lot of trouble. Now, they've secured both the bridges days ago. You can roll through quickly without incident, as these other Marine units have been doing. But sort of in between these convoys going through, and by the way, when a convoy goes through, there's a lot of sort of artillery fire that is supporting them from where I'm standing. You can tell when a convoy is going through because all the howitzers begin firing. But in between, in the lulls, that's when these Iraqi fighters kind of pop up. They've been, you know, jumping out of taxi cabs with guns, and just within the hour, I heard a radio report that one of the Marines in town went up to investigate a vehicle that had what looked like a rocket launcher on the back of it, and like 3 or 4 Iraqis suddenly popped up and started shooting. So there's a little firefight going on whatever, you know, street corner that is. But that's the way it's been going for the last 24 hours or so, a lot of little small pockets of fire.
Michael, do the local Marine commanders there, do they estimate how many of these Iraqi fighters are in the city? Does anyone actually control the city?
No, it's not that organized. A lot of it is this Fedayeen, these martyrs for Saddam. The best intelligence we seem to be getting are from Iraqis that we're capturing, and they're telling us what they know. And apparently better than that even is documents that they've been finding, graphics and charts and maps, and that they've discovered some type of headquarters that they went in yesterday, and it was empty, but they found, again, more ammunition, more maps, more this and that. So I heard an estimate of 400 enemy fighters in town a couple days ago. Whether that has changed, I don't know.
That could take a while to clean up,
They're
though.
Processing. Exactly.
Michael, do the Marines say when they expect to have control of Nasiriyah?
No. That's a topic of much speculation here in the camp. What are we going to do? Are we going to end up being the mayor of Nasiriyah? You hear that a lot. In other words, are we going to be stuck here as sort of a police agent, or are we going to move north, which a lot of these guys would like to do? And, you know, there's no real, I haven't heard any real solid estimate on how much time we're going to spend here.
Michael Wilson of the New York Times. He spoke with NPR's Alex Chadwick.